The chatter room, as we call it, used to be an office space. Years ago, it was just this little kind of oddly proportioned office space, and we needed a small kitchenette. And so in the time we renovated for that kitchenette, the vision was to create a space where we could have meetings. And since then, this space now hosts all kinds of meetings. It hosts Alcoholics Anonymous meeting 3 times a week, and the Deep Ellum Community Association and the Deep Ellum Foundation, which used to meet in different spaces around Deep Ellum, all now meet here. And every month they come together in our space to make decisions about this neighborhood. And most of the people on these boards aren't necessarily Christians. None of them come to our faith community, to the gathering, but it's a place where our community, the neighborhood, gets to intersect with our faith community and our space. And this chatter room has proven to be a fantastic service to the stakeholders of this neighborhood. The artwork in the chatter room all tell small stories. The pictures of Gwen, these are pictures that Justin Clemens took. He's a photographer in our faith community. When we did a show in the gallery with Gwen's artwork and his little drawings, there's the picture that's kind of like the colorful drippings. Those are by another girl named Tiffany McInerney, who painted that the first Sunday of the first time we did Advent. We celebrated Advent, and that would have been back in 2010. There's a picture of the Umbrella Man that was done live during one of our services years ago. The other artwork was done at Diverse Lounge. And then there's the cooler that was donated to us by Leighton Autry.
Hi, my name's Ben. The chatter room is special to me because that is where I finally got sober. That is where I learned about commitment. That's where I learned about service to others. That's where I recovered from a state of hopeless mind and body and spirit. I've seen every range of emotion that you can possibly see in this room, from just knee-slapping hilarity and calamity to some of the hardest stories you've ever heard regarding all of the tragedies that go along with mental illness and alcoholism, depression, every range. I was there at the inaugural meeting, and I've been sober since. I'm grateful for that. One of my favorite memories is I was chairing a meeting on a Saturday several years ago, and nobody showed up for the first 10 minutes, and then in walked some stranger. And he had had no exposure to 12-step recovery before. And we just got to sit there and talk. And although I never followed up with that man again, that memory sticks out to me because I was there and I was being given the opportunity to share a message of hope and recovery. And that made me feel hopeful and has helped me recover. I'm grateful to have this space, and I'm hopeful that we will continue to be able to meet in this space for years to come.